Trade has not been a decisive issue in recent presidential elections, but this year it may be more potent. The weak job market and the outsourcing of factory jobs, as well as white-collar and even professional jobs, has made more voters wonder whether their job could be next. Democratic frontrunner John Kerry has reshaped his message to turn this anxiety into votes. But as NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports, he's also treading carefully.
Dave Bavard is losing his job making Maytag refrigerators because the work is going to Mexico and South Korea.
If the American dream means anything at all, it means that you should have an opportunity to work hard and reap the benefits of those rewards and elevate yourselves and your families and your children. We've done nothing wrong. We've done all the right things, and yet the harder we work, the less we have.
Bavard spoke at a rally for presidential hopeful John Kerry, who came to Washington to collect an endorsement from the AFL-CIO. Kerry told union members he has a plan.
I pledge to you that I will insist on real worker and real environmental provisions in the trade agreements, and unlike George Bush, I will enforce them.
Kerry also promised to get rid of tax loopholes that he says reward companies for shifting jobs overseas, and he said he would crack down on foreign countries that compete unfairly. These ideas are not particularly bold, according to Mac Desler, a specialist on trade politics at the University of Maryland.
He's denouncing things. He's denouncing the Benedict Arnold corporations, although I don't think he's going to try them for treason if he's elected president, but he's denouncing them. But he's also saying, I can't stop this. They have that right.
Economists say Kerry's proposals on trade could make a difference around the edges, but experts disagree over whether the tax code actually prompts companies to shift jobs overseas. Unfair trade is sometimes a problem, according to trade expert and Democratic advisor Greg Mastel.
But in some areas, it is really just a problem of different wage rates. And that's something the government can't solve on their own, and it probably can't solve at all.
Making enforceable labor standards part of future trade deals is certainly popular, but it wouldn't close the wage gap either, according to Kimberly Elliott of the Institute for International Economics.
I think we would not be able to detect the impact on U.S. labor markets of raising labor standards in poor countries.
Thea Lee, chief international economist at the AFL-CIO, says in the short term, that's probably true. She also admits that Senator Kerry's record on trade hasn't exactly thrilled unions.
Senator Kerry has a 91% lifelong voting record with the AFL-CIO. But of his wrong votes, about half of them are on trade issues. So we've had serious disagreements with him in the past over NAFTA and China and Fast Track. But it's also the case that he has now talking about trade in a very different way, and the forward-looking statements are different from his voting record.
And Lee says she believes even labor voters who find Kerry tepid on trade will back him.
There is a sense that there's a real urgency to defeat George Bush.
Kerry could lose votes over trade to his less equivocal rivals, Democrat John Edwards and Independent Ralph Nader. But the University of Maryland's Mac Desler says sounding too protectionist carries plenty of risks, too.
People have gotten a little bit of a ride, like Dick Gephardt did in 1988, on protectionist positions, but then it was thought to be not presidential. The editorial pages of the country kind of united in criticizing you, and you split the Democratic Party.
And in the end, Desler says it's George Bush that Kerry needs to worry about, and positions that energize the Democratic base may hurt Kerry in the general election. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.